Praise the Lord, my dear brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Spirit's Podcast Ministries. Today's morning words for meditation is taken from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 18. Book of Ezekiel, chapter 18, verses from 30 to 32. Verses from 30 to 32. Therefore, I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, says the Lord God. Repent and turn from all your transgressions, so that iniquity will not be your ruin. Cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies, says the Lord God. Therefore, turn and live. Here ends the Bible reading. How clear and spear-pointed is the word of God coming directly to us. God is speaking to you. God is speaking to you and is asking you to turn away from your transgressions. He doesn't want you to sin anymore. He says that your iniquity is enough. Your transgressions are enough. If you still continue to do the transgressions, if you continue to sin and walk in the ways of filth, you shall surely die, O house of Israel. But the Lord God Almighty, who is a gracious God, he says that I do not have pleasure in the death of the wicked, but I want them to turn and live. I want them to repent from the heart, from the bottom of the heart. I want them to repent and cry that I will give them life according to my mercies. For Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 31 says, God is speaking directly to you, my dear brothers and sisters, whoever listening to the podcast. The Lord God Almighty is talking to you. You have to very keenly listen to the words which has been directed to you. For the Holy Spirit is the one who does the work, and he is the one who will instigate you to repent. He is the one who will ask you to confess your sins. And I believe that many of you who are listening the word will be guided by the Spirit of God to what? To do what the Lord says. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 18 verse 31 says, cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die, O house of Israel? This is a very direct and clear question the Lord is asking you. Oh, my dear brothers and sisters, you should understand the heart of God. If you should be a child of God, then you should know the heart of God, heart of the Father. The Lord very clearly speaks. In verse 20, he says that the soul who sins shall die. The son shall not bear the guilt of the father, nor the father bear the guilt of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon himself. And the next verse says, but if a wicked man turns from all his ways, if a wicked man turns from all his sins which he has committed, keeps all my statutes, and does what is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die. Yes, the secret behind life is to keep the commandments and the statutes of God. The secret behind life is to walk in the way of righteousness and not in wickedness. God is giving you an opportunity that you will turn, repent for your sins, and will come back to Him and have a reunion with Him. For the Lord says, enough is enough. This is a time for you to be reconciled with Me. Repent and weep for your sins. Cry out for your sins and come and unite with Me. Render your heart. Tear your heart and not your clothes. This is an open call that the Lord wants to give you, my dear brothers and sisters. God is talking to someone. I can very strongly feel that God is talking to someone and is giving a very clear message and asking them to repent from their sinful ways. He's giving a warning. He's giving them a warning. He says that, why should you die, O house of Israel? Why should you die? I'm not pleased in the death of a wicked, but I'm pleased in him. When he returns to Me, when he repents for his transgressions, and when he gets united to Me. Hallelujah. At the start of the verse, start of this chapter, Ezekiel 18, the Lord is asking Ezekiel. He asks with a proverb that if the father will eat the sour grapes, does the children's teeth are set on edge? That is, no more the iniquity of the father will be carried upon the children or to the other generations. So if you sin, you will be solely responsible and accountable, and the punishment will be upon you. It's a one-to-one approach. You sin and you will be punished. The wage of sin is death. It's very clear. It's no more, there's a carry forward. There had been a parable, there had been a proverb which the Israelites, they used to say, that is, the sour grape which the father eats, the son's teeth will be set on edge. No more there is a carry forward effect. And God is not with that. He says that, as I live, says the Lord God, you shall no longer use this proverb in Israel. You shall no longer use this proverb in Israel. For that is not My law. That is not My statute. For My statute is very clear, that you should understand that. The Lord says in verse 4, behold, all souls are Mine. The soul of the father as well as the soul of the son is Mine. The soul who sins shall die. But if a man is just and does what is lawful and right, if he has not eaten on the mountains, nor lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, nor defiled his neighbor's wife, nor approached a woman during her impurity, if he has not oppressed anyone, but has restored to the debtor his pledge, has robbed no one by violence, but has given his bread to the hungry, and covered the naked with clothing, if he has not exacted usury, nor taken any increase, but has withdrawn his hand from iniquity and executed true judgment between man and man, if he has walked in My statutes and kept My judgments faithfully, he is just. He shall surely live, says the Lord God. Amen. If he keeps My commandment, if he follows My statutes, and if he kept My judgments faithfully, then he is just. He is a righteous person. He shall surely live. Amen. The Lord says, he shall surely live who keeps My commandments, who keeps My statutes, and who walk in My judgments. Who had kept My judgments faithfully, he will surely live, says the Lord God. And if that person begets a son, if that person begets a daughter, the transgression of the iniquity of the daughter or the son will not be carried forward, and also the righteousness of the father will not be carried forward upon the children. If the children does not keep the law of God, if any child will commit adultery and does all that which is not supposed to be done, then the punishment will be directly upon the head of the children. If a son does all that is wrong, which the father did not do, for the father is a just man, for the father is a righteous man, but if the son does all the iniquity, the Lord is going to punish the son. Amen. That is what the Lord wants to teach the house of Israel, that you had been relying on a old and a proverb which doesn't have any life. You were believing that the sins of the father will be carried upon their heritage, carried upon the sons and daughters, but that is not true. Listen carefully, that if you sin, you will be accountable. And like manner, the Lord is also speaking to his children directly, and he says that, turn, repent and turn from your sinful ways. Why should you die, O house of Israel? Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 32. The Lord says, for I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies, says the Lord God. Therefore, turn and live. God didn't say that I will destroy you. God says, I do not have pleasure in the death of the one who dies. If you do not keep my commandments, you will be brought under judgment, and the wage of the sin will be paid to you. There is no relation between God punishing you, God destroying you. It is your act. You are getting the wage. You do something, and then that is the effect. That is the repercussion that you have to undergo. You have to bear it. Hallelujah. Hence, my brothers and sisters, this is a wonderful time that the Lord is giving you. He's placing a platter in front of you. It's giving an option. It is up to you to choose life or death. I give you an option of life and death. If you repent and if you turn from your sinful ways, if you stop committing adultery, and if you turn from your sinful transgressions, then you will live. But if you still walk in the ways of wickedness, you still transgress and break his commandments, and you do not realize about your sinful ways, and the Lord says, you have opted death instead of life. Hence, let us be much, much careful about what we are doing, my dear brothers and sisters. For the day of judgment is at hand. The Lord is judging the world, and the day of judgment is at hand. All those who do righteousness, let them be even more righteous. All those who are wicked, God is giving them opportunity to turn. Return from the filth, for the judgment is very near. It is coming soon. And God doesn't want to lose any souls. God doesn't want any souls to suffer in hell. Hence, he is giving an opportunity for them to come under his light, to save their life and give them a new life. He is asking them to repent for the sins and get united with the Creator. May the Lord bless you, and may He direct you to walk in His ways, that He will be able to receive you in His glory. Amen. May the Lord bless you, keep you safe and sound. In Jesus' name, Amen.